Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Michael, Dean, welcome to the program. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves to our podcast audience. Michael, you go first.
Thanks, Rick. Great to be here. Hey, everybody. I'm Michael Saldarriaga. I'm the product manager for Guardium Data Encryption. I've been with IBM for about 3 or 4 years now.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Dean Evans. I'm one of the Guardium domain specialists in the United States. Have about 12 years experience with the product line.
So the question for today is about sales collateral. What sales collateral exists for GDE, and where is the best place to find it?
Yeah, I can start this one off. So we have a wealth of resources available to our sales team, and we're constantly adding new materials as needed, as feedback comes back in terms of gaps in resources that are needed and whatnot. So we have things that we've created from scratch that are really ideally suited for IBM's own go-to-market, as well as materials that we've received from Talus, you know, the vendor that we licensed GDE from, which we've blue washed to give it an IBM presentation and sheen, and to make sure that it matches our broader IBM story and positioning. So some of those materials that we have are things like conversation starters, technical overviews of the products, positioning documents, seller enablement decks, of course, client presentations as well as some recorded enablements. And all of these resources are available on Seismic. No surprise there, right? Seismic is where you go when you need these types of materials. But Seismic can be kind of difficult to navigate, as I think many of us know. So I know that the enablement team in the past has put together a couple of, I guess you could call them like sales play pages or product focused pages. When it comes to GDE, we have two. We have one that is focused on encryption. It is an encryption sales play. And then there is a key management sales play as well, which is kind of split between GDE and our other key management software, Guardium Key Lifecycle Manager. But if you navigate to those pages, you'll see all of the types of resources that I just listed, you know, organized in a very easy to navigate way. The other option is that if you subscribe to the Slack channel GDE-sales, as we produce new materials for, you know, enablement and other trainings, we cross-post it there as well. So that's a good way to get a direct feed from me as we add new stuff to Seismic.
Cool. And if a seller is looking for a piece of collateral and they can't quite find it on Seismic, where should they go?
Well, Rick, they can always come straight to their domain specialists who can track down anything they need specifically. Michael gave a great explanation of the sales landing pages in Seismic for GDE. But guys, a lot of times what I do, straight from your W3 homepage, there's a link to Seismic. I click Seismic, it opens up, and then I type in what I want. So in this case, I typed in Guardium Data Encryption, and it brought up 437 assets, and the most current ones are on top. I'm looking right now at a brand new data sheet on data encryption. I'm looking at the PowerPoint presentation on how to stop ransomware with data encryption. Another PowerPoint document that shows how to license Guardium Data Encryption. And then a page that does a live demo. And so I did that all with two pretty easy steps, logging into Seismic and in the search bar on the top, typing in Guardium Data Encryption.
So the nice thing about Seismic, well, it's kind of its blessing and its curse, is as we add new assets to it, we then add all this meta tagging in terms of like the different categories that it meets, right? Which if you are looking for something, you can use that meta tagging to your advantage. So like Dean said, you can search for the product name. It'll give you everything under the sun that's related to Guardium Data Encryption. But then on the left-hand side, it shows you all of the different categories and subcategories, and you can selectively filter out until you get to the type of document that you're looking for, or the type of product, or the, you know, what have you, whatever dimension you want to narrow it down. And it makes searching for things that much easier.
Michael, that on the left-hand side of the screen is a super powerful part of Seismic, right? I'm looking at one, and it shows all the presentations I can share with a business partner. So if you're working with a partner, these are things, assets you can share, or what is specific to IBM technology, or our sales accelerators, different types of enablement. So very, 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 very good information to filter from on that left-hand side of your Seismic page.
Fantastic. So it sounds like Seismic is the place to go. We are about out of time, but before we bring this episode to a close, are there any last-minute thoughts you have, Michael?
No, I think we've covered everything.
Okay. And Dean, any thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, I'll give you guys one extra little tip. Every time you open something up in Seismic, you go and you find the document, you open it up, it opens up in Seismic. All the way on the right-hand side, you have the heart, so you can save that as one of your favorite items. And you have the download, so you can save that to your personal set of files if you want to. And then right by the name of the document is a small little paper clip that says share with colleagues. So if you find something you think would be interesting to others, click on that share with colleagues. It copies it to a little clipboard, and you can paste it into Slack or an email or any kind of messaging to your IBM colleagues or business partners.
That's awesome. Well, guys, thanks very much for spending a few moments of your busy schedule with me today. Thanks for taking 5 with GDE. We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking 5 with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for taking 5 with GDE.